here's a story from The World.
So what is it like to navigate daily life in Port-au-Prince lately? Daphne Charles is 35. She lives there and works with a nonprofit called HELP. That stands for Haitian Education and Leadership Program. Charles works to help young people get through college or get scholarships. Like many in Haiti, the news about the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last week startled her.
Shocked, confused, overwhelmed. Things like that just don't happen anymore.
Charles has also felt shame.
I'm ashamed about what happened. When you see Haiti and you see the potentials that Haiti has and you see what Haiti can offer, like the culture, the music, our beaches. So you see all of that that we can offer to the world, but Haiti is always on the news for negative. And that's why like it's very, 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 very difficult to speak about it. Yeah.
Charles also sees what goes wrong in Haiti. Literacy rates are low, for example, and few make it to college. But as she says,
it's human rights to have access to quality education, and this needs to be addressed. And it's unfortunate that we are behind on that.
Civic education, too, and ethical government.
Sometimes we have leaders that are educated, talented, and skillful, but they are missing good moral values and ethics, you know, and then this leads them to just search for personal gain for themselves, their relatives, but they don't really act for others' interests or for the country interests.
Daphne remembers reading a book as a kid.
I think I was even in primary school. It's called J'aime Haïti. J'aime Haïti, that's French, but if you translate it in English, it would be I love Haiti. They were teaching you very simple things, you know, very simple things that you will just repeat. But some of these notions of values, they stayed with me until now.
At times, Daphne Charles also struggles to see Haiti without political unrest. She was born in 1986, the year then Haitian President Jean-Claude Duvalier was overthrown and forced to flee.
We never got a break. And then to the point that I'm like, I'm just breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. That's what it is. It's tiring.
She says many of her friends from her university days had no choice but to leave Haiti. Charles studied in the U.S. and says she's had many opportunities to live elsewhere. But Haiti is home.
Don't get me wrong. Leaving has crossed my mind every time. And then, you know, as I'm speaking to you, to be honest, I want a break.
That was Daphne Charles, who works with Haitian Education and Leadership Program, HELP, a nonprofit in Haiti.